Come on, let's give the Lord a big shout. Hallelujah. Come on, oh, you can do better than that. If it was for me, it would be okay. But it's for the King of Kings and the Lord. Come on, let's give him a big shout. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm looking for something that comes out of your heart. It's a heart thing tonight. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Come on, somebody. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, for your goodness and your mercy toward us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful. Oh, God, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God, that as we come into this place tonight, Lord God, our heart is to you, Lord God. Our heart is to please you. Our heart is to seek you. Our heart is to follow after you, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God, that as the word goes forth, it goes forth under the simplicity and understanding, and it goes forth under the anointing of Holy Ghost. We thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that there are fallen hearts that are open to receive this word and to be a doer of this word. And we thank you, Lord God, that we will get word results. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You all look wonderful tonight. Look at your neighbor and say, you just look wonderful tonight. I guess I'm going to have to talk to this side because I ain't hear much on this side. Look at somebody and say, you just look wonderful tonight. And just smile at them real big. If you got 32, go ahead and smile. If you got 12, go ahead and smile still. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Tonight we're going to talk about heart, out of the abundance of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart. How many times do we go places or we see somebody and we think, oh, that man is anointed. Oh, that man is just used by God. And oh, that man is that. But then you take a deeper look and he's somebody that God's already rejected. We don't want that to be us tonight, amen? We want to operate out of a pure heart. This is what they said in Job. He said, I'm looking. The devil came up and he asked God, he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking to and fro the earth. Do like this for me tonight. He said, I'm looking to and fro the earth. And he said, I'm looking for somebody whose heart is right toward God, toward me, somebody that I can show myself strong in. That's what God wants to do. Hallelujah. He wants us to be his representatives in the earth. And he's not looking for somebody that's halfway committed, that whose heart is over here one day and over there another day, and then toward him on Sunday morning and then back toward something else on Monday night. That's not what he's looking for. But he's looking for somebody whose heart is right. And when your heart is right, you'll go when you're supposed to go, and you'll come when you're supposed to come, and you'll do when you're supposed to do because your heart is right. And your heart is toward him. Amen? Come on, somebody, help me out. Help me out tonight. If y'all help me out, we'll be finished in 30 minutes. If you're not, we'll go on to 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen? Y'all ready? So can I get a witness? That Therese got real happy on that moment. He said, I ain't wanna be here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he's looking for somebody that he can show himself strong in. God is looking for somebody that he can use in this day and time. Can I get an amen? He's looking for somebody that he can that will represent him well in the earth, that will show forth his attributes, that when people see him, they'll be like, oh, that's the goodness of God. When they see what's going on in your life, they automatically think, oh, that's just the goodness of our God. They were wondering how you didn't lose your mind the first time. When everything else broke loose, when your dog left you, and your kids, they didn't act right, and all of a sudden you still have your peace, and you're still walking upright, and you're still living with a sound mind. They wonder why you didn't fall apart when things look difficult in the world, and you're still prospering, and famine is all around you, and you're still prospering. They wonder why when you go into business meetings, automatically the atmosphere changes, and it changes, and then things begin to line up for you in your favor because your heart is right. What happens tonight if you, if I know we've been talking about wealth, but what happens tonight if all of a sudden you had $1 million? If all of a sudden you walk tonight, right now in this seat, you had $1 million, what would happen? Will we see you again next week? Would you be on the prayer line in the morning? You know, sometimes when your heart ain't right, you're situational. You're a situational Christian. Oh, it's getting a little quiet tonight. But when your heart is right, I did that when I was a teacher a long time ago. And we have what we call bell ringers, and that's an assignment that they do when they first get into the classroom, that kind of thing. While you take roll and do all those housekeeping things, and the assignment was to write about what you would do if all of a sudden you had $1 million. And the answers came back like, oh, I would do this, I would buy this, I would do this, I would do that. What should you do? What would you do? I want one person to tell me, what would you do? Go ahead, Princeton. He will help people. All right, somebody else, tell me, Sean. Uh-huh. Okay, what else you do? Anybody, somebody else? Good, Teresa here. You could have chose a better restaurant than that. Amen. All right. What would you do, Mr. Willie? Thank you. That's what I was looking for. A person whose heart is right, that's the first thing. They want to know what God wants them to do with it. So a lot of, and he's already given us the first instruction. What is that? To bring ye your tithe and offering into the storehouse. That was the first instruction. And then after that, what will we do? A person whose heart is right toward God, what will we do? Okay, God, how do you want me to handle the rest of this? Because that's how we get, and I'm not even talking about finances tonight, but I'm here, so I may as well go ahead and dig in for a second. But that's not even, but a person whose heart is right, they're not automatically thinking about what all they're going to do for themselves. Okay, God, how do you want me to handle this? Okay, God, what do you want me to say about this? Where do you want me to park the rest of this? And I'm going to go ahead and tell you that reason because that's not how our hearts are set up, a lot of us. That's why we're broke. That's why when we get something, it's gone because we didn't handle it that way. So that's something to think about, but that's not what I'm talking about tonight. Look at somebody said, that's not what he's talking about tonight. But God knows you needed to hear that. Oh, y'all got quiet on that part. God knows you needed to hear that. Amen. But anyway, turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians 5:11. No, let's do that one last. Turn your Bible to 1 Kings 16, verse 1. 1 Samuel. What did I say? You're kings, amen. That's what I meant, amen. But no, that's not what I meant. But 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. And it says, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king amongst his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peacefully? And he said, peacefully I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So what happened? They brought all of Jesse's sons too. They brought all the sons together. They brought seven other sons, and all of them passed by. And the first one, they were like, "Oh, surely he, because he's all that he has himself together. So surely he's the one that God wants to anoint king." And what happened? God rejected him. He said, you look at the outward appearance, and the outward appearance, he looked strong. He looked like he had himself together. He looked like he was well put together. He said, but God rejected him. He said, man, look at the outward appearance, but the Lord, look at the heart. And so what happened? He said, do you have another son? Because he tried all of his sons, and the oil just wouldn't flow. Look at somebody and said, the oil just wouldn't flow. So he tried all of his sons. He said, do you have another son? And said, that was David. He said, yeah, we have another one, and he's the youngest of them all, and he's out keeping the sheep. They didn't count him worthy. They even go get him and line him up with the rest of the brothers. They say, oh, he ain't it. But guess what? The oil started to flow. He said, that's it. Verse 12. Look at verse 12. And he sent and brought him in, and now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance. And goodly to look at. He was like me. He was goodly to look at. Everybody say he was like him. Goodly to look at. Oh, why y'all being quiet? Y'all, okay, all right. I'm going to see y'all after church. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said he was goodly to look at too. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. The one that they counted out, that's who God had chosen. And so we live in a time where people go all over the place looking for somebody, and because we are churchy and not spiritual, then we go looking for the next best thing. We're looking for that person that can hoop, or we're looking for that singer that can just sing. He just can, and then we mistake his gift for the anointing. And they say, oh, because he can sing, oh, he must be anointed. Oh, because I cried, he must be anointed. Oh, because of that. And God has rejected him. Because when he looks at him, the heart is so messed up. The heart is so out of place. The heart is so filled with all kind of other stuff. Their lifestyle is raggedy, but you think that they are so anointed, but God has rejected them. He said, but I'm looking through CLC. I'm looking for someone to show myself strong. I'm looking for someone that I can use and somebody I can show myself strong in. I'm looking for somebody that'll go out into the workplace like Miss Maetha, and when somebody have a need, then all of a sudden she's ministering to that need. I'm looking for somebody when somebody's on their sick bed, and all of a sudden you go and you go minister you go minister good news to that person. What's the good news to a sick person? Healing. So you go and minister healing to that person, and all of a sudden they get up. Okay. He said, I'm looking for somebody that when we have a need, we have a, say we're ready to build the next building, and all of a sudden we have a need for that, and all of a sudden I stand up and I say, I got the first 25 million. Notice I didn't say 25,000. I got the first 25 million. Amen. He's looking for somebody that will open up their mouths and won't be ashamed, no matter where they are. Won't be. I'm telling you, we got some people that are bold for the Lord. Look at somebody and say, I'm he or I'm she. If you're a woman, say, I'm she. Y'all ain't talking about, all right, we're at 2 o'clock tonight. We're at 2 o'clock so far. Amen. Praise the Lord. If y'all want it at 12, keep talking back to them, and we'll get back to 12, and then we'll go back to 7, that kind of thing. All right. So far we're at 2 o'clock. But he's looking, how many of us are bold for the Lord? For those of you that are not, so how do we get to be that, to that place where we're bold for the Lord? Just do it. Look at the Nike slogan. Just do it. Just do it. Don't get. If God tells you to say something to somebody, and you just have, you start reasoning. What do we learn from that reasoning in that book we were reading on the prayer line? What do we learn about reasoning? Y'all wasn't listening. Y'all will fail my test. I'm telling. What did we learn about reasoning? When God tells you to do something, you start to reason, what are we in? We're in doubt and unbelief. So we start thinking, am I able to lay hands on the sick and see them recover? I'm not a preacher. I can't do that. What are we in? We're in doubt and unbelief. And so he said, I'm looking for someone to show myself strong in this. The world is looking for somebody to be a light. The world is looking to, I'm telling, this world is dark. There's a lot of gross darkness, but the church is here. And the Bible says that we are the salt of the earth. But if your saltiness is gone, guess what? You're not good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. But what does salt bring? Salt adds flavor. When they back in the day when they used to kill the hogs and get the meat, what did they do with it? They put salt on it. Why did they put salt on it? It preserved that meat, it cured that meat. It Torres said preserve. You can tell he ain't killed a hog today in his life. Me either, but I've seen it. but it cures that meat. And it makes it last longer. Did I say it right, Miss Ellen, Miss Dell? Thank y'all, Terea. All right, but it does. But that's what salt does. And so if we've lost our saltiness, if we've lost our flavor, then what good are we but to be thrown out and be trotted under the foot of men? But he said, we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We can't dim our light. Because if we dimmed our light, they couldn't see. Hallelujah. Turn to 2 Corinthians 5:11. It says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet not now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Y'all see how when you're reading a verse that's familiar to you, you read that one a little differently, right? Even if you don't have any glasses on. But anyway, keep going, verse 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ. That's where I want to stop for a second. We are what? We are, what is an ambassador? Say that again. All right, somebody that represents, if I'm an ambassador of the United States, what am I? Y'all, this is how y'all talking. This is what I hear up here. If I am an ambassador of the United States, what am I? Of? So if I'm a representative of the United States and I go to Japan and that's who I'm representing the United States to, am I going to go over and talk bad about the United States to Japan? Why? That's not my job. So if we're Christ's representative and we are ambassadors for Christ, what is our sole purpose? He said it in verses up above. Our sole purpose is to reconcile people unto himself. He's reconciled us, meaning he's gotten us, he's gathered us, he's brought us back. And so our job is to reconcile others to him. Is that clear? Is that really clear, or am I going to have to break it down just a little more? If we're reconciled to God, meaning we once were estranged, we didn't have any kind of relationship with the Lord, but he bought us, he's purchased us, he bought us back unto himself. And so what is our task if we are to reconcile, get others to Christ? Then guess what? Our job is to say, okay, this is what Christ has done for us. Let me help you get back to that too. And says, so now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's the whole message. And if our heart is pure, that's what it's talking about. Boy, he said the love of God constrains us. In one place, the love of God constrains us. I can't just do any old thing. The love of God keeps me from going off on you when I could have went off on you. The word of God keeps me from cussing you out when you've done something so foolish to me that's how I want to react. But if my heart is full of the word, guess what's going to come out? The word. But if my heart is full of bleepity bleep, bleepity bleep, 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 what's going to come out? Bleep, bleep, bleep. Listen, a person that's out of control, what do you think their heart is? Out of control. And you can tell easily where that person is. Just mess around and just bump them. You ain't even got to step on them. I was just about to say step on a foot, but you don't even have to do that. Just mistakenly bump into them and see what they do. I ain't talking about the world either. Y'all getting quiet. I can hear Mid Joseph down. Tight, but it right. But you can, but your heart, if it's full of the word comes out. Why is it important? The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth that flows the issues of life. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Everything happens as a result of what's in your heart. If you have good treasures in your heart, good treasures comes out. If you have bad treasures in your heart, then bad treasures come out. What am I talking about? The good treasure. If your heart is full of love, guess what's going to come out? Love. If your heart is full of foolishness, guess what's going to come out? Foolishness. Because you've taken the time to put that in your heart. You hear people, you can locate a person real quick, just listen to them. But here, you've heard people say all the time, I didn't mean that. they got upset with you, and then all of a sudden they said this, 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 and this about you, and then all of a sudden they said, I didn't mean that. What do you think? Did they mean that? Y'all ain't talking to me. They meant that because it came out of their mouth, right? And pressured, and in a time that they felt squeezed, that's what came out of their mouth. So guess where it was? In their heart. But David recognized this. That's why you heard David say, create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within. That's why you heard him saying stuff like, forgive me, and you heard him say, you heard him talking about his heart. He said, and all of that kind of, you heard all of that. That's why you heard all of that. He understood. That's his life. But God is looking for somebody that will demonstrate who he is, that will represent him well. That you won't even have to worry about whether you think this person is saved or not, because that person is really saved because you see it in his heart. Not because he said it, but because you can watch his actions. Hallelujah. Now, so where are we? If we are in a place, and you can do your own inventory because the Bible tells us to examine ourselves. So you can, I'm going to leave that up to you. I'm not examining you. I've examined me. And guess what I found? I found I have some work to do, right? But the thing that most excites me about that is I don't have to do it by myself. Why? Because I got help. I got Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. But I got Holy Spirit, and he's my helper. So things get a whole lot easier when you got some help, right? You don't have to do it by yourself. That's the goodness of our God. He didn't bring you to this place so that you can do it all by yourself and do it on your own strength. He knew you couldn't do that. That's why he came. He knew you would need some help. That's why Jesus said when he left, he said, I'm not going to leave you helpless. But I'm going to send you another comforter. And he will abide with you. Is he abiding with you tonight? So he's your helper. So if you got some things in your heart because you are examining your heart because you're looking at your heart. If you got some things in your heart that you need to settle, then where do I start? First, God, Father, forgive me. 1 John 1:9 says what? If we confess our sins, that he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's first. Say, God, I know my heart ain't right toward this, 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 and this, or there. That I'm gonna go ahead and be transparent with you. There was a little pride I had, and you would think, oh man, you had a little pride. Yeah, I had a little pride. I had a little pride in some areas. You do too. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Anyway, praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all looking at me. Y'all ain't alone. Praise God. But there's some, you want to know how I know you got some pride? Because if somebody try to help you and you act like you got it, you got some pride, some. You got a little pride. Somebody trying to give you a better way and you like, no, I know how to do this. I know. How, no, that's a little pride. You think you know it all, right? So all of us got that place that we can work on. But the first thing we say, Father, forgive me, because this is what I had. I had some pride in this area. And I'm not talking about, because wondering minds want to know, I'm not talking about I thought I was better than anybody. I'm not saying any of that. But you know where I'm going with that. Praise God, because I don't think I'm better than anybody. All right. I just know who I am, though, but I don't think I'm better than anybody. But anyway, tell me go on. I'm wasting time. All right, but praise God. But anyway, but you know where you are. You examine yourself, and you see where you are in this life. What you know better than anybody else what you need to work on. You do. And then all after that, open up this scripture. You find every place in that word that's dealing with your situation. If you're lazy, find where it talks about getting up and every man working with it with his own hands. Ephesians talking about Ephesians where if you don't work, let him work and labor with his hands and whatever it is, whatever your area is, you know what your area is. Open up that scripture. Some people may say, well, I don't know how to search the Bible like that. How many of you got phones? Everybody in this church got a phone, smartphone. They're not the little ancient phones we used to have back in the day. Okay? Everybody can go, and whether it's the App Store, the Apple Store, or the, I don't know what y'all's called, Google something. I don't know, Google Store. You can download a Bible. Somebody said, well, I can't read. Guess what's on there? Audio. You can listen to it. I'm getting rid of some of these excuses tonight. Then it has a little glass, like a little magnifying glass. That's a little search bar. And somebody said, well, I don't know how to spell the word. Guess what? You can say it. And I'm getting rid of all them excuses tonight. You can say it, and guess what? It'll pull it up like, "Hey Siri," and Siri say, "Hey," or whatever. Da da da. But anyway, and you can just ask Siri, and then Siri will tell you how to spell that word. Even tell you take you to some places where that word is found in the Bible. This is teaching tonight. Because here's what we want you to be able to go back out of this place better than where you came. So if you didn't leave this place better, you didn't get something. So I want you to be able to live and be able to go and do what we're talking about tonight. So that's how you can find it. Find every word. Say pride. Find it. Type in pride, and it'll bring up all those scriptures about pride. And just deal with them. And just read them over and over and over, or listen to them over and over and over and over and over and some more. There was an illustration that I talked about with the men, and I'm about to wrap it up. But there was an illustration that I talked about with the men that I saw on a sermon that I don't know. But anyway, but that sermon, he had a glass of water, like a big vase or something, full of water, and had some had some rubber balls on the inside of that vase. And those rubber balls represented the filth and all that kind of stuff. And so the water represented the word. So he started to pour the water in that vase. What do you think happened to the balls? They start floating to the top. And what if you keep pouring and keep pouring, what happens? They're coming on out of there, right? That's what the word does. When we get this word and we pour this word in our heart, whatever our situation is, then that stuff starts to dissipate, get out, it starts to leave. All of a sudden, you look around 3 months from now, and you no longer are jealous of that person, or you no longer envious of that person, or you no longer upset with that person, and you wonder why. You've taken the word and you've dealt with it. And then then you keep going, and you get the more you spend time with that word, and all of a sudden when so and so says something to you, guess what comes up? That word. That word says love. When you're commanded to love, love comes out. So you're no longer cussing them out or exchanging tit for tat. Love comes out. Amen. All right, I am finished. Let's stand up on our feet. Somebody said, why you want us to stand up? I don't have a reason at all. I just want you to get up. But anyway, no. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this word that it will change our lives, that we'll start to examine ourselves and we'll see where our lives are. And the good news, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us help to deal with it. And that's Holy Spirit. and you giving us your word. And I thank you that as we take your word and as we get this word in our hearts, we allow this word to change our lives, and that we'll be fully what you've called us to be, and we'll be able to go to the places that you've called us to, and deal with the things that you've called us to deal with, and change the situation that you've called us to change. And Lord God, we thank you right now, Father God, that people will see us, and they'll call us blessed, and they say, oh, that person is called of the Lord. Oh, that person is blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that our hearts appear, our hearts are open to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you'll be able to lead us, and you'll be able to guide us, and you'll be able to direct us in the path, in the places that you've called us to. And so, Father God, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name.